East Ferris has unveiled its newly revised municipal zoning bylaws. The highlights? Allowing second units, permitting short-term rentals, and increasing the size of sheds and garages. The zoning bylaw hasn't been completely updated since 1978, and Greg Curtin, East Ferris manager of planning, rose to the challenge. It was a feat, he admitted, a process around 2 years in the making. For a time, he had help from a planning intern, funds for that provided by the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, but for the past 6 to 8 months, Curtin has been mostly working solo on bringing the document up to date. The current zoning by law was approved in 1978, with a major amendment in 1982, and since then, probably hundreds of amendments have been made over the years as council carried on the business of the municipality. Consolidating all of the different by-law amendments over the last 40 years was no small task, Curtin said. We really had to go through everything line by line and update everything. Indeed, the behind-the-scenes work was done mostly by Curtin, however, there was a lot of input from the community and council as to what would go into the new document. An open house was held, as were 3 planning advisory meetings and 2 council meetings to generate ideas for the draft. Besides public input, Curtin had to ensure that all municipal zoning bylaws also align with and follow any existing regulations set out by the province. Overall, many minor alterations were made to existing bylaws, and Curtin also improved the format and language to improve clarity. However, there are 3 big changes to the code, the first being the municipality is now allowing second units on one's property. This allowance marks a major change, Curtin said, as the existing bylaw doesn't permit for any secondary units. This opens the door to basement apartments or adding a granny flat on the side yard. Section 3.30 of the bylaw outlines all the rules and regulations. Allowing second units is not a choice, Curtin noted. The provincial government has mandated it as part of the Place to Grow Act. Second units help alleviate stress on the housing market, Curtin explained. The second major change in the updated bylaw is the allowance of short-term rentals, the type mainly listed on sites such as Airbnb and Vrbo. The possibility of short-term rentals has been a captivating and at times dividing issue within the community. The majority of the comments we received were about that, Curtin said. This was far and away the topic that most people were interested in during this process, he added. The municipality explored the idea of outright prohibiting altogether short-term rentals but figured enforcing such a ban would be difficult given their resources. Therefore, Airbnb and other short-term rentals will be allowed, however, they will be subject to provisions of a short-term rental by law which will be passed in the near future. Curtin expects this new by-law to be drafted in early February. See. Short-term rentals on East Ferris radar. The by-law's third highlight is that, we increased the permitted sizes of accessory structures, Curtin said, which means larger sheds and garages are allowed. He noted over the years a lot of applications for variances, to increase the size of accessory structures, were passing over the municipal desk, and there was no issue with them, so they decided to include that in the policy. Section 3.2.7 of the bylaw provides information on accessory structures. Curtin notes the new zoning bylaw, although freshly minted, is a living document and subject to change over the years. I think it's a great starting point, he said, and I think we'll continue to monitor it for the first few years and make note of anything that we need to tweak. The new zoning bylaw takes effect this February, and the full document can be found on East Ferris website. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.